I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris, and we are Guys with Issues. And today we're continuing our journey of Green Lantern-ish. It's Green Lantern Corps. It's time with lanterns.
Time with lanterns.
Thank you for story time with the lanterns. So, before we jump in to a recharged core, Patrick, you have anything to share this time?
Yes, I do.
Oh, he does.
As the only one with an avid social life.
No, if you remember in last week's issue, Patrick said he was going to go do something. Is it that what you're going
to
share about?
He went to Comic-Con, right?
I went to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
You said it was smaller than Fan Expo.
It was.
Which does not surprise me.
I bought some dice because, I don't know, I don't have enough dice, I guess.
You are an avid collector of dice.
Yeah.
And cards.
Right. I like collecting dice and cards.
He's a gamer. I was going to say gamester.
It's a lot like stay a gangster, but...
Stay out of games.
For games. Games.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Did you have a highlight of it?
Not really. I just kind of walked around and shopped.
How did it compare? I know size was smaller, but how was the feel of it compared to like Fan Expo?
There wasn't a lot of people there.
No?
No.
What date
but
did
I
you go?
I think it was because it was a Sunday.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because there are certain things that don't get scheduled on Sundays and it closes a little earlier usually. But that's where you can get deals.
Right.
Like booths are like, hey, here's two for this, where before it was just normal.
Right.
Because they wanted to get rid of inventory.
Exactly.
Sunday's a good day to go to conventions for inventory reduction.
I agree. But
do you go to Gen Con on Sundays for that?
Yeah, usually. Sometimes.
I know some of those booths do it too. We got some good deals one time.
Yeah, we got some free stuff
for
Zombicide once.
We got like exclusive Kaman Zombicide figures that sell for like $120 on eBay. They were just handing them out. Hey, guys, you want one of these? Because they had them. And we were like, sure. Except Jay. Jay was like, nah.
Yeah. I actually still have mine. It's still in the plastic.
I sold mine.
Yep.
I sold mine. I got $114 for it, I think, is what I got.
Cool.
But.
Yeah. No, it was fun. I went with Heather and Christoph.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And Heather got a autograph from the voice actor that voice acted Ariel.
Oh, nice.
And the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. She get like an animation, like a picture, or did she take something to get autographed?
She took something. Oh. So a while back, I picked up a music sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. That was at Fan Expo.
Yep, that was at Fan Expo. Picked up for my sister because she loves Ariel.
Yep.
And
she took
Mermaid.
That to get it signed.
And she took that and got that signed.
Oh.
Yep.
My parents have the original VHS case with the phallic castle.
Okay.
That would be a good thing to get signed.
There you go.
I wonder if she signs those.
Maybe.
Sometimes they won't sign certain things.
I don't know.
And since that's the original case that had the big controversy around it, maybe they... I don't know if she'd sign it. Kind of makes me want to take it to the next one she's at, though.
There you go. You can give it a try.
Cool. That'd be cool.
And then Christopher... Sorry. Christoph. I don't know why I keep confusing that.
Because you look at me when you say it.
Probably.
That's what it is.
He got a signature from Will Wheaton.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Had he ever met him before?
No, because every time they go on the Star Trek cruise, he's not on it for some reason.
Does he go sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. They've just never been on the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he also got a picture with Felicia Day.
Oh, that's cool. What does he like her from? Is there something specific?
I have no idea.
I mean, she's just like the queen of nerddom, basically.
Basically.
That's what it is.
Right.
I'd have to look her up to know who she is.
You would recognize
her
immediately.
People by name.
She does a lot of board game stuff. Is that what he likes her from?
Maybe.
She does, because she's been on Will Wheaton's board game show, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I didn't.
Stuff like that.
I didn't ask.
Oh, see, I would have been like, what made you want that? Because that's who I am.
I know.
Oh, her. Okay.
Yeah, her.
See? You knew her immediately. You saw her and went, oh, yeah, the queen of nerddom.
So there you go.
Nice.
That's what happened there.
Where did you end up Sorry. Where did you end up eating?
The mellow mushroom.
Mellow mushroom. I was like, something mushroom. And you said it was good?
Yeah, it's always been good every time I go.
Oh, I didn't realize that had been a frequented spot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time I head down with Christoph and Heather,
You go eat shrooms.
We usually go to get some pizza.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that a Gen Con stop?
Yeah, usually.
I see.
Oh. See, at Gen Con, I usually eat at the food trucks.
Yeah, see.
Back there.
Those are good.
That's more on the way up and the way down, because it's in Carmel.
Ah.
Oh.
We ate at that Elk Burger place.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That place where you're like, you have to eat here. And
With
the big, you can even do like a challenge thing. I don't know. You're the one that knew about it from
Bub's
when you lived. Bub's Burgers? Is that sounds right?
I think it's what it's called because it's almost Bob's Burgers, like the show.
And you knew about it from living down there, right?
Yeah.
The Mellow Mushroom and Bub's Burgers. Check them out. Next time you're down in the Indianapolis area.
So anyway, nice. There's also a Kickstarter going on.
Right now. Oh.
It's for Starship Simulator.
What is that?
It is a...
A simulator about starships?
It is an exploration game that you pretty much fly around the galaxy in a one-to-one recreation of the galaxy in a starship that has, like, all the power and everything actually running through the ship. So if you get damaged, stuff will go down.
So it's
accordingly,
like Elite Dangerous?
No, it's much more advanced.
This sounds like Microsoft Flight Simulator,
right,
but
with starships. With a spaceship.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would like that, Pat.
I don't either.
I know I wouldn't like that.
It's kind of a mystery.
Might, but I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, if anybody wants to check it out, the Kickstarter is going on right now.
Did you back it?
Of course.
Did he back it?
What kind of question is
I
that?
I was making sure that he already had, and it wasn't one of those things where he was thinking about it, okay?
No.
You never know.
I downloaded the demo on Steam because they have a demo on Steam.
That was really smart of them.
And they've had it there for a while. And I was like, yes, when this game comes out, I'm 100% in.
Nice. And here I am excited that No Man's Sky lets you customize your ship.
Right?
They just released it. New update. Mm. You can actually change, like, the cockpit and the wings and the engines and design the ship.
Be fun if they added like little bobbleheads you could get.
They do. They have some, I think. Hmm. Yeah, a couple, I think.
No idea.
I think so. Maybe
Elite
wrong.
Dangerous does.
Yeah, I know they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put like strings of alphabet letters and stuff in that one, I think.
Right.
And lights. Can you put like some kind of lights around or something? I don't know. I know there's some decor.
I have no idea what you can do with your decor in No Man's Sky.
I meant in Elite Dangerous.
Oh, yeah. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
In Elite Dangerous.
But no, No Man's Sky is cool because before it was all procedurally generated, and now you can intentionally design ships. That is cool.
That is. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that if they're crashed, you can salvage parts from them that let you put it in the design. It's pretty cool. I think they just released a trailer today. So it'd be a week ago today.
Nice.
What about you, Will? You got anything to share?
Oh, not really. I did finally finish the last book of the Traveler's Gate.
Oh, yeah, and you said
it was kind of meh. I did find out that he did write some other books about it, but I don't think it's actually like a continuation of the story. I'd have to look into it a bit more, but I think it's just expanding upon each of the territories and like stuff about the universe, like they're like he's just like expanding the universe a bit. It kind of feels like Will White just left himself some room to make another trilogy because he left some things unanswered, or maybe I just didn't pick up on the answer.
Hmm. Interesting. So nothing like, close to his other works.
No. Like it,
but it is his first work.
Yeah.
So that's not uncommon.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as neatly tied up as like the Cradle series, but I think there's enough plot holes if he wanted to go back and like make a sequel trilogy or whatever they would call it. He's, you know, got enough leeway to, you know, do it without making it feel forced.
Well, interesting. What he should do is go back and make 3 prequels. And then finish it off after he sells the rights to somebody else.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
It is.
Wow. Interesting. That always goes so well.
I know.
Oh, shoot. That's in the news a lot right now. But anyway. Yeah. Anything else? You got any other points of interest to share?
Oh, no, not really. It's boring work stuff.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old.
Hmm. Well, I took my daughter with me out and about last weekend on Saturday. We had some errands to run and stopped at some stores, and I went to Half Price Books with her, and she was very patient and found some things to look through while I was perusing a bunch of their clearance comic books. But I found some cool stuff, bought some Green Lantern issues. Oh, I was going to bring them to show you.
Oh.
I also found the original first printing of graphic novel of Death in the Family, where Jason Todd is killed by the Joker. And so I picked that up. And
spoilers.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Anybody that read along with Nightfall knew about that. So.
I mean, I have that.
I know. I never have. I've never owned that.
Awesome.
You owned a book that I didn't have. That was part of the reason I bought it.
Can't get outdone by Pat.
It doesn't take much to not get outdone by me.
Oh, that's not true. It would take a lot to get ahead of you on certain things. Much. But yeah, she and I had a good time. We grabbed some food when we were out and just hung out, and it was nice. It was nice for the two of us to hang out. And then, yeah, that was pretty much the only thing that happened.
Wonderful.
Yeah, pretty simple.
I take it back. We had our mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also threw a birthday party for my wife on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
But yeah,
how was that party?
It was fun. She wanted a Mexican food-themed party. So, like, ooh. I made some quesadillas, and we made, like, burrito fixings, and my dad did a pork butt on the grill, and...
Did like a carnita vibe kind
of
thing?
Yeah,
nice. See, when
had a lot of margaritas and beer. And
see, when you said that, I was expecting like pictures of fajitas and stuff because it was themed after Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But like all the decorations were
Right, the decorations food, were Mexican food.
No, we only have
tacos. And
we really only have the one birthday decoration, and it's this banner that just says happy birthday.
And hey, that works.
It goes up. In March.
And they just leave it.
We just leave it up there in my mom's house. And she takes it down in the fall to do her fall decorations and stuff.
But it's
funny. But the entire year, because there's like every other month there's a birthday, or like almost every month there's a birthday in the family.
So she leaves it up as part of the seasonal
decor.
She's like,
well, I might as well just leave it up.
That's hilarious. That's
amazing. So like for 6 months, she just leaves a happy birthday sign up.
Yeah.
That is funny.
That is great.
I love your family.
Yeah. But yeah, then we played board games. Really, we just played, we played Mysterium.
Nice.
And then we played a few rounds of Uno. And at that point, people had too much food and margaritas in them to really continue. So...
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And then your mom played Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her on, like, I saw her profile and Stardew Valley on quite a bit that weekend. Mm-hmm. That's fun. It's fun.
She really likes that game.
I can tell.
It's still no pie.
I wasn't going to say it because she just had a birthday.
I'm going to say it.
Man, pie sponsors.
It's not because...
Tax season is almost over.
It's not because
it is
of his mom. I'm more directing all this at Will.
It is Will's responsibility.
It is.
It is. I will assume responsibility. We'll see if we can get the pie sponsorship turned back on.
Also, I don't really need pie, so, you know, it's okay if you don't.
Yeah, that's true. None of us do. Will does. Will needs pie.
You mentioned it. You're going to get some pie.
Yeah. Just tell her it's for a special occasion coming up.
Right.
I'll leave it off of the podcast.
Like my birthday.
I didn't know if you wanted me to say that.
We've already talked about my birthday.
We talked about it coming up. By the time this
comes
out,
it will technically
have been over.
Well, now you just told everybody when my birthday is.
Roughly.
Roughly, yeah.
And he was born in...
And his social security number is...
His address, his social security number.
My mother's maiden name.
And his high school. In case you hit any of those security questions. The name of his first pet.
I was going to say, what was the name of your first pet? Spot?
Do you count the fox that used to attack you in the sandbox as a pet?
I personally don't.
It terrorized you.
But everybody else called it Foxy. Hmm.
See, I hear that, and all I can think about is Wayne's World. Foxy.
Sure.
Foxy. No?
I have flashbacks. No, I'm just kidding.
To Wayne's World or to being terrorized by a fox?
Being terrorized by a fox.
My bad. Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Wow. I had to do it.
Blew a mic out.
Yeah.
In Green Lantern Recharge, Kyle Rayner and Guy Gardner are summoned to Oa and asked to help train the new recruits of the Lantern Corps. Things get complicated when black holes unexpectedly start forming that appear to be targeting the new Green Lanterns. Guy and Kyle take some new recruits to go save Mogo, a planet that is actually a Green Lantern. After saving Mogo, they get a distress signal that sends them to the Vega system that is outside of Lantern jurisdiction, thanks to a treaty signed by the Guardians. There, they discover the cause behind the black holes and a nefarious plot to destroy Oa and the Guardians. Will they be able to save the Green Lantern HQ, or will the new light of the Green Lanterns be snuffed out? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
Snuff.
Out.
Yeah. Yep. That was an excellent synopsis. That is exactly what happens.
Good job.
Big holes open up and start sucking folks in, and they go...
Well, they're on a recruiting spree.
Yeah. And one guy gets replaced, like, what must have been...
Oh, that was right, so sad.
The first guy?
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's my first day. He's so excited. He goes out, gets sucked into a black hole, and dies.
Yep.
And then fan favorite character, Sornik Natu, replaces him.
Right.
Anyway, so we're going to start the way we did last time. Patrick.
Yeah, what's up?
What's your favorite part? We're going to start by talking about favorite parts, and then we'll just talk about parts we liked, you know, structured.
So there was this big splash screen page. There's a big splash page.
Yep.
Where they all recharged their rings at the same time.
Yeah. I knew that's the one you were talking about.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah, where they fall back to the battery.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good part. Did you guys read the oath out loud to help remember it?
No.
Nope.
And I forgot all about saying it before I charged a phone. So I didn't think about it.
Hey, there we go.
My brain had already forgot when I left the room, which is not uncommon.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. No, that part's
welcome
awesome.
Welcome to my world.
That's a good part. What about you, Will? What is your favorite part in the story?
My favorite part was actually when... It was Kyle and Guy. It's like the very beginning of, like, I think it was issue 3, and they're flying to the Vega system or whatever.
Yeah.
And they get to the asteroid.
I know what part you're talking
about.
And
Kyle's like, oh, I'll race you there. And he like shoots off. And then the incredulous look on Guy's face, like the way the art is, he's just got this like blank.
I took a screenshot of that because I was going to bring it.
It is. If you actually look at his face, he's it's just hilarious. Like, are you kidding? Do you know who you're talking to?
He's completely unenthused.
Yeah.
Completely. I think I did I or maybe I didn't keep it. Yeah, you're talking about that part, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the
look.
Right.
Yeah, Guy just goes cuz he goes, "Yeah, if you can keep up with me."
Yeah.
And Guy is like, "Whatever." That's hilarious.
It is.
Guy had a couple of faces like that throughout. So, yes. Hilarious. Did you laugh out loud when you saw that?
Yes.
Okay. My favorite part is also when they recharge at the central battery.
Yay.
Patrick and I are sharing a favorite part today. I also like the part right at that time where Gaia gives his like little speech.
Sure.
Also, if you watch when they're saying the oath and recharging from the central battery, and then they're like using their power in one big concentrated fire.
Right.
You can see lanterns getting murdered by spiders around them. Like, they're just like, well, some of you are going to die, but all of us that are veterans, we're kind of in the middle, so we'll be okay. Everybody aim. Sorry for those on the outside.
For those of you who are unnamed characters, I'm sorry.
Thanks for the panel background murders.
Oh, unnamed characters. The red shirts.
The red shirts of the Green Lantern Corps. That's what they are. If they don't have a name, they could die. That's funny. Did you guys have other parts that you enjoyed? Any notes you took to bring up parts? I have a few, so why don't you guys throw them out there. Any?
When, I don't remember.
Guy Gardner moons Batman?
Oh, yes. Yes. That one. That was an unexpected and hilarious.
I just like how Batman's like, you need to shave.
He's like, yeah, tell Guy he needs to shave. He uses his powers
so
to...
so dumb and funny. Say it, Will.
He used his ring to write bye-bye bats, and then he moons them.
Right. I liked how those two warring people started getting along.
Oh, Ismont and Vath.
Sure.
Yep.
Whatever their names are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like their whole story arc through the series.
They are one of the best parts of the whole Green Lantern Corps series, is like their friendship. They're the Legolas and Gimli of the Green Lantern Corps.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I had actually made a note wondering if you would mention that you liked that, because yeah. I was like, Patrick is going to love that. Yeah, it's really cool. Their story arc together, their character arcs are really good.
I was actually going to bring up a part about them when they get sucked into the nest, like the spider's nest. And
because it is space arachnid people that are doing the black holes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And they're like fighting back to back. And all of a sudden, like Kilowog just like busts up in there and he's like, it's time to go.
Yes, that part is awesome. Mm-hmm. That's been the background on my phone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I always pick a scene from the from
there
the thing.
Is.
Yeah, when he shows up and he's like, let's do it. I also think when the Guy and Kyle leave the Justice League, when Kyle's like, yeah, you know, maybe it should have been Hal or whatever he said, and Guy's like, don't be like that, man. And he's like, It's just so easy to push your button. I also like when Guy and Hal have that thing at the end. He's like, I always told you I was number one. It's right. So dumb. But anyway, do you guys have other parts you like?
I liked, I can never remember her name.
Sornik?
Sure.
You can call her Natu if you want. They call her that sometimes.
Look, you don't realize that just makes me think of Nosferatu.
Okay, then call her Sornik.
I'm going to screw that up too. So
call her Sora.
That might work. I liked how we'll she was using the ring to like heal that guy as soon as she got it.
The surgery?
Yeah, the surgery with the ring.
Like she took the ring to save his life.
Yes.
Yeah, even though it damned her.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a really good part.
Yeah. She's like, they're like, we're losing him. And she's like, ah, dang it. Like,
right.
And, but then she creates like the coolest huge medical device ever.
Yes.
And they're like, he's going to make it. And you're damned.
Yeah.
You saved his life and ruined yours.
Yeah, but that was a good part to show, like, you know,
who she is as a character.
Because willpower is important. And so, you know, it took a lot for her to be able to take something that she know is kind of taboo on her in her culture and use it for something good, even though, you know, had that like self-sacrifice sort of element to it.
Yeah, and for those who didn't read along, the reason her planet does not like the Green Lantern Corps is because Sinestro was from their planet. Korrigar is his home planet. And they were crimeless, but he ruled it in tyranny. So the symbol of the lanterns would be like, what do they say that in the book? It's like a swastika.
Yeah, guys like, yeah, he basically turned the Green Lantern symbol into a swastika.
Yeah. And so she still accepts it though in the end. She has a cool, I like how they all have like small character arcs to start out. It's really well done. I like when Kilowog talks with Guy about his role of being like a trainer, where Guy's like, I'm too good to train people, and Kilowog's like, dude, that's my job.
Right.
It's like, you're kind of insulting what I do. But he gives him like that talk where he's like, something is coming and we need them to be good and you can do that. I thought that was a good scene.
That was a good scene.
Mm-hmm. I really like that scene. Also, the scene where Green Man and Stell are like, we should report back to the Guardians. And Guy and Kyle are like, yeah, I don't think there's time for that. I don't. And the faces they make. Right. Guy's like, I think we're out of time. And Kyle's like, yep, I'm with you there. We don't have any choice. Gotta go.
Gotta go be heroes and stuff.
I love that panel. It's just like, their faces cracked me up.
Yeah.
But again, it was one of those guy face panels, right? And what's cool is this is the art, and this is done by Patrick Gleason, who's one of my favorite artists. So
he does do a really good job.
Yeah, it suits this. He's really good at drawing like macabre monster looking people, aliens and stuff. But yeah, aside from that, I would say my favorite part, maybe even more than the recharge, is the whole thing.
Yeah,
all five issues. This is my favorite part, beginning to end. It was like every issue had stuff in it that's worth.
It was really well done.
Okay. Well, are there any other parts that you guys noted? Wanted to say anything?
Nope.
Because you guys touched on the ones that I had written down, and then I threw in my last few that I just thought were fun.
Great.
Do you have a favorite character, Patrick?
I mean, you already know who that is. You're looking at me like you don't.
I'm not 100%. I had a couple of guesses.
It's the person's name I can't pronounce.
Sornik.
Yes.
Natu.
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
I wondered if she might be. She's a really good character. She's one of the main characters in the series.
Yeah, and I think it was that beginning thing where she helped a person no matter the cost to her.
Yeah.
And that was, that's great.
Cool.
Yep.
Sornik. She's a major fan favorite.
I also have a runner-up, but...
Oh, hold on to it.
Then. I will.
We'll go around.
Hold on to your second runner.
Will.
My favorite character this time is going to be Kilowog.
I wondered if somebody was going to bring up Kilowog.
Yeah, he was, you know, just a super stand-up guy.
He is.
For real.
Running in there, trying to save those rookies. Great. Even though he had no idea if he'd be able to make it out alive.
He flew into the black hole.
He flew in.
Right.
Save the day.
Also save that ship from going into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's that powerful.
He's pretty cool.
He is. He's super cool. Kilowog's a good character.
Mm-hmm.
Nice choice.
Yeah.
My choice is going to be Guy Gardner. Mostly because I love that you get to see moments with him where that pain in the butt facade kind of leaves for a minute, and you see kind of the guy who's actually the hero, like with the speech and getting people to rally and being willing to risk his life to help people, and being a rule breaker. And, you know, Kyle is my, for years I've always said Kyle's probably my favorite Lantern. But I'm reading this again, though. I think that Kyle is just a nicer version of Guy. I think that he has a lot of the similar traits, but they don't come across as toxic as Guy's do. But I thought that Guy was actually really good in this story. Normally, I find Guy to be kind of deplorable, but I enjoyed him a lot in this.
That's good.
So... Kilowog was my runner-up, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Mine, too.
Was he your other one?
I wondered. I'm like, I bet.
He was.
Because there were
times...
Dollars
to donuts, it was Kilowog.
And I had Kilowog and Sornik as the other two. So those two characters in this story were really good.
They were.
But yeah. You could pick any of them.
You could.
Oh, yeah. Like, There's not really a bad...
Like Bath and Ismot, you could have picked either of them.
Yeah.
They kind of go together in this, though. You would have had to pick them both.
Yeah.
Right.
There were no bad characters in this one, really.
You mean like poorly written?
Yeah. No. Like,
and no Black Hand.
Right.
Got a break because you're in the core book.
Black Hand.
Patrick's new least favorite character. Did you have a least favorite scene?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to change mine then. Shoot.
Okay.
I thought you might talk about science.
No.
Nice.
I've given up on that. You guys beat
in
me down.
In comic book world.
Yes.
That's fair. Now when I read comics that have things that I could hear your voice being like, that is dumb. I am. That's ingrained in my brain.
Are you talking about the subspace webs?
I was talking about getting rid of a sun. I thought that maybe you'd be like, they just got rid of the sun that was near that planet, huh?
Well, like, I mean,
as if it wouldn't affect the planet at all.
I mean, it wouldn't for like, depending on how far away it is. For
I mean, you could see their blast moving from the planet to the sun. It was pretty close. Really, unless that's a really small star, that planet, Oa probably would be dead anyway. But it's space comics.
Yeah. And the only, like,
it can't be to
plus,
scale.
Plus, O is not a real planet.
It can't be to scale. It's fine.
Like, I think it was made by the Guardians.
They should have had a little disclaimer in the corner, so not to scale.
Technically, they blew that sun back down the web.
I thought you were going to say the rabbit hole.
Yeah, back down the rabbit hole.
You didn't like interspace webs?
Well, no, I didn't know what scene you were talking about.
Oh, no, I just... I was like, I wonder if Patrick's going to talk about the sun. But anyway. Well, cool. Did you have a least favorite scene?
I had one that was just kind of blah, to where it was after Kyle Guy and everybody else saves Mogo.
Yeah.
And they're on him, on the planet. And Kyle kind of has this hallucination where he sees his dead ex-girlfriend Alex.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, this is kind of a random shoehorn in of a character.
Well, they do more of that stuff with Mogo later. That's like part of Mogo.
I was gonna ask, like, they didn't, I guess, if
that's
we
actually
read,
some foreshadowing for things that they do later.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, on Mogo, you just have these hallucinations of stuff that's inside your head, like the stuff you're guilty about, or, like, if it was just a random thing with Kyle.
I want to say that this is the series that, man, it's been a long time since I read this, but I feel like they kind of use Mogo, like, at one point in this series, kind of like the Green Lantern therapist. Like, that's part of, like, being on Mogo, is it can affect you, kind of. If I remember correctly, I could be wrong. Logan, if I'm wrong, you can email us. Let me know.
Right.
He would know.
He would.
Yeah.
Because he reads it every year.
Right.
I do not.
Right.
So that was your least favorite scene. Yeah, the scene with Alex. I forgot about that scene.
It was just a random kind of like, why is this here and why is this dialogue happening? This kind of random. Maybe it's just foreshadowing. Maybe it'll become important later and leave my least favorite box, but...
My least favorite box.
As far as like in the context of what we have read, it was just kind of a random, useless piece of information.
Cool. I didn't have a least favorite scene either. So.
Sweet.
So I appreciate that you brought one to the table.
Yeah. So what did you change yours from?
Mine just said my least favorite scene is, I was going to make a joke about you talking about science.
Oh. Sorry.
I was ready.
To disappoint.
I thought I was just going to make a joke about it.
This might be the reason why I don't bring it up anymore.
Boom. There Ooh. You go. Good. Because you would probably be able to do it in any comic book. Pretty close. Because you're always dealing with things that are absolutely not real.
Right.
So, makes sense. Did you have a least favorite character?
Guy.
Nice. Nah. Why? Because he hit on Sornik.
No, I just don't like... I don't like that kind of personality.
Yeah. Brash.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. I mean, that's me kind of nitpicking. Like, he wasn't a bad person or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my least favorite character.
I mean, he's my...
favorite character.
I was trying to think of where he would fall in least favorite lanterns of the core group. He's probably third or fourth out of the five lanterns that I can think of off the top of my head. Hmm. And when I say five lanterns, I mean Earth lanterns.
Okay. You're not talking about the planet-sized lantern?
Mogo?
Yeah, Mogo.
No. Also, he is paired with the smallest lantern.
I know. You told me that before.
That's hilarious.
It was in the show, the little 20-minute video.
Did they talk about that?
They talked about
how... I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
They thought it was always funny that the absolute largest lantern, which is a planet-sized, you know, eight ball, basically, is paired with the Green Lantern, who's the smallest, who's an actual fly.
Yep. So, what about you? Least favorite?
Least favorite, I would give it to Bolfunga. I don't know how else to say his name.
Yeah, the bounty hunter.
Yeah. He's just like a raging, useless kind of idiot.
He comes back.
I hope he does. Because he just didn't do much of anything.
No, he was just an angry bounty hunter trying to take down Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bolfunga. That's how.
Bolfunga.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. My least favorite character are the Guardians. I don't like them ever.
Little blue
much.
Men.
Of the galaxy?
Of the universe, actually. Yeah. Ganth, it's okay, so Sade, but most of them suck. I just do not like them.
And they were in there so little.
I know, and I dislike them.
There you go.
The way you feel about Guy is like how I feel about the Guardians.
Perfect. I understand completely.
So, out of how five lanterns, Patrick, time to rate it. We already know we're doing lanterns, right?
Right.
Five new recruits this time.
Sure.
Five new lanterns.
Out of five lanterns.
Five.
I knew it.
Yeah, this is great.
And it had your space cop vibe. They talk about jurisdictions and regulations and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Every time they talked like police talk or military talk, I was like, Patrick's probably like, this is what I was expecting.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, nice. What about you?
Five.
He had me for a second. I thought he was really considering not giving him five. He praised it so much.
I know.
But I really was like, I thought he was going to be like four and a half. I give it a 10. 10 out of five. It's one of my favorite
So you like this
stories.
More than...
Anything else
no
we've
fear?
Read so far?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much. This is one of...
You hear how he said so far? So there could be something even cooler.
No, it only gets cooler from here for the most part.
Because you didn't seem like too big of a fan of No Fear, which is like the first...
The first arc in Green Lantern? It's okay. It's just an introductory one. It's okay. We all gave it a 4.
Yeah.
By the way, this is week 5 of us giving it the comic the same score. We've been giving it the exact, like,
have we?
Each week, yes. We've all been scoring the exact same for the last 5
weeks. We have.
But we've had several 5s because we did Rebirth and like different. So, I mean, but we all scored 4 last week.
Yeah. Oh, we did, didn't we?
We did. We did. Because it just...
I got to change mine to a 4.5 now.
Nope.
Just because...
Too late.
Sorry, Charlie.
4.999.
We have video... not video.
Audio.
We have audio evidence of this.
But yeah, I'd say get a solid 10 out of 5. I love the Green Lantern core. Hot take. Chris's hot take. Even though I love the Geoff Johns run, because without Geoff Johns and his run... this comic series also would not exist because this is interwoven and runs parallel to the stuff with Hal and John. But I think from a personal standpoint of like enjoying the setting and the storytelling, I tend to prefer Green Lantern Core. I think it's my favorite of the two that ran parallel. Now, that's not to say anything less of John's. I mean, if we were giving them scores, they would both runs would be a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Like that's a but this is something that I personally really enjoy. Next week, we actually have to talk about what we're reading next week. Check the description if you listen and you read along. Check the description. We'll be sure to have it noted what we are reading next week, because I need to ask these guys some specific questions about how they want to move forward with an event that ties in, or loosely ties in, coming up. So,
word
to you,
dog
brother. Word dog.
Word dog.
So, anyway, yep. If you guys don't have anything else, then that's pretty much it.
I don't believe I do.
Sweet.
I believe that is all.
Wow.
I guess I have one more thing.
What's that?
I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris, and we are Guys with Issues. You can catch Guys with Issues anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts. Send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
Start out by saying thank you for the gift. I'll have to return it in kind.